Alex May and his family moved into the Comstock neighborhood in South Spokane about 2 years ago. In buying their home, they learned that their house and several others around it had a covenant attached to it by the builder in 1953 that forbade non-whites from buying one of the homes.
I was shocked, surprised.
Even though the title company assured him the language is no longer valid, he wanted it erased from the document.
I get that it's a historical document, but I think there's better places to capture history than in a living legal document. I'm trying to imagine how I'd feel if I was a minority or person of color trying to buy a house and that language was just in there. And, you know, somebody's like, oh, yeah, don't worry about that. But I don't, that doesn't strike me as feeling right.
So May went to Gonzaga's University Legal Services Clinic to see what kind of recourse he had. Clinic director Rick Eichstadt assigned a few students to work on the case, and one, Connor Jepson, argued it in court. Jepson told Judge Stephen Grovedal that state law gives the county authority to remove racially discriminatory language from a property's documents. Those are the deed and the title. Dan Catt, arguing on behalf of County Auditor Vicki Dalton, said that language can be removed from the deed, but he argued Dalton doesn't have the authority to alter the fundamental documents, like the title, that tell the story of a history of a particular piece of property. Grovedal sided with the county. And now Vicki Dalton says the order of the court will be recorded with May's property documents.
In all likelihood, it will include the offensive clause that will be brought back into the modern record now.
Whereas, she said, there's another process that doesn't require a homeowner hire an attorney to strike language from a home's documents. It's called a restrictive covenant modification document. A homeowner can download it from the auditor's website, fill it out, have it notarized, and then return it to the auditor's office.
That offensive clause would not be brought back into the modern record. It would just state there is the historical record that contains unenforceable discriminatory covenants.
Dalton says 89 people in Pierce County have filled out and filed that document with their home's historic record. So far, only one person has gone through that process in Spokane, attorney Philip Wetzel.
I was concerned that if a minority wanted to buy a house in our neighborhood or my house and saw that, they might be scared away, and I didn't think that was right.
After the hearing ended, Eichstadt said he didn't agree with the judge's decision and that he would consider an appeal. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.